Yo, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim reporting live from Hadong. Good day, my dog. Yeah? Can you hold it? Okay, up on the door. Okay. Bus. Oh man, it's so nice here. Okay, so quick. Beep beep. A quick turbo thought I had about minimalism. So why minimalism? What is minimalism? Etc. Etc. Okay. Okay, my donja yunim. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So so the first thought I had is minimalism is essentially kind of like elitism 2.0, is that you could only actually afford to be minimal or minimalist if you're rich or you got the money for it. So this is actually the irony, is that poor people tend to hoard things and rich people tend not to, because in theory, if you're rich, right, or you got money, right, you could afford to just rebuy it if you actually really need it. So the most, probably the smartest taxi Uber driver that we met while in Vietnam. So me and Cindy were going to the airport, and you know, I think the guy was trying to like convince us to give him a big tip or something like that. And then, you know, like me and Cindy are playing the whole like, oh, you know, we're just poor students, you know, we can't afford much, blah blah. And the guy is like, oh, I know you guys are lying. He's like, why? Because you guys have so little stuff. Only really rich people could afford to travel with such little stuff, because if you need stuff, you could just do it. Baksu! Hani hengbokhae? Appado hengbokhae. Oh, random thought. Muji makes really good kids' clothes. Okay. So minimalism then, you know, sociologically speaking, there's a function of it that it signals to you, to others, essentially how, you know, rich you are, because only rich people could afford to be minimalistic. So for example, even in today's world, let's say you live in the States, right? Assuming that you're not, you know, insanely poor recent immigrant, right? To live without a car or to not have a car in America is actually a sign of wealth. It's either a sign that either you live in SF, New York City, where it's just like super unpragmatic to live without a car, or if you live in somewhere else and you don't own a car, like, because even like super poor people could afford cars, like a used car, like a cheap ass used car, in the States for the most part. Let's say I'm just talking for people who don't live in SF or New York. Only people who take the bus in America are like super poor, like bus. If you're so poor that you can't afford a car in the States or a used car, it's actually a sign that you're super poor. But anyways, because for the most part, like pragmatic, Seneca's looking at the back of my GoPro. Actually has a reflective light, that's pretty funny. But anyways, so you know, and this is the funny thing that Americans are like, or Europeans or people who are not, critique Americans, like, oh, y'all addicted to cars. I'm like, have you tried living in LA or Orange County suburbs without a car? It's like, it's hugely unpragmatic. And we're just lucky right now, you know, we're just kind of chilling at Cindy's mom's house, so we're just borrowing her car. Yeah, 행복해요. 일로 와, 마이똥이. 일로 와, 마이똥이. Okay, 사랑해요. 아빠도 사랑해요. Okay. Also, I kind of like this idea of BOGO, you know, while Seneca's just playing, tossing rocks into the neighbor's pond, I could just, you know. Another thought that I have about minimalism, creativity, is just turn off your iPhone, hide it in a drawer, and in so far much as you can, use it as little as humanly possible. Even a funny thought I had too was, maybe it's a better idea to just get the Apple Watch Titanium and get a cellular connection so someone could call you in case of emergencies, and just don't own an iPhone. It's like a random thought I had. But anyways, so so the minimalism becomes kind of the Novu flex. Like, even the funniest thing was when I told people that I didn't own a phone, because, you know, I lived in Vietnam and went off the grid for like 2 years, didn't got rid of my phone, no phone. People were just so like shocked. So in America, if you don't own a phone, people are like, what, you don't own a phone? Like, even really poor people, like, everyone could afford a phone in America now, right? Like, even poor people could afford an iPhone Pro. Just do that, you know, the Apple Gucci. Just do the Apple, you know, pay $30 a month and just... And then also the thing that's a little scammy about Apple now is they kind of feel like those, like, cheap, like, quick money loan shark places. Because, you know, essentially, you buy the newest iPhone Pro and, you know, pay $30 a month or whatever indefinitely. It's kind of a... not a good idea. Even my most rich, successful friends, they all just use iPhone SEs, not an iPhone Pro. I think the iPhone Pro is only for poor people because it keeps you poor. And actually, the funny thing too is that the irony is that actually, if you're rich, one doesn't seem rich because think about it this way. If you had already used all your money on all these expensive things, you have less money in the bank. So for the most part, the ultimate sign of richness or wealth or the, you know, measure is how much cash, US dollars, you have in the bank account, liquid cash, either your checking account or your savings account. So this is a funny thing too. Let's say you have, you know, all the expensive cars and stuff like that. And I mean, okay, so let's say you have $500,000 in your checking account or your savings account, right? So, hey, love my thingy, 행복해? 행복해? 아빠도 행복해요. Okay, 한디리. 큰 돌멩이. 어허, 큰 돌멩이 찾았네. 이거 더. Yeah, 잘했어요. Okay, 던져봐. 힘들어요. 잠자랬어요. 이거 던져봐. 박수. Yeah. So let's say you have $500,000 in your savings account or your checking account, right? The second you go out and buy the Lambo, right? Let's say you buy the quote cheap one. Let's say you buy the Huracan, right? $250,000. The second you buy it, boom! Like, yeah, boom! Suddenly your money goes from $500,000 to $250,000, right? Or let's say, you know, I don't know how much it costs, but let's assume that a Rolls Royce is $500,000, right? So let's say you have $5,000 in your savings account. That's how Hanuri says, okay. So let's say you got $5,000 in your savings account. The second you go out and buy the Rolls Royce, you have the Rolls Royce, but you no longer have the $500,000 in your savings account. But let's say, you know, so you buy the brand new Rolls Royce, $500,000. Let's say you want to resell it for some reason, and then boom, you might only get $250,000. I think the second you drive a Rolls Royce off the lot, probably you lose at least half of its value. So it, and then, but camera? Look at Hanji, he loves to play my Rico. Put your mic down. Yeah. Oh! 던지 마. Okay. Hanji, 이거 눌러서 사진 찍어. Yeah. Walk. 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 Okay. 아빠한테 줄래? Yeah. 상? Yeah. Oopsies. Uh-oh. 그러지 마요. The other day, Seneca accidentally erased all of my reformatted my SD card. That's him. Want to send me that? He accidentally reformatted my SD card and lost all my photos. So it's like, gotta be careful. Gucci my thumb. Yeah. So actual. Yeah. 하늘이 아빠 어디세요? 하늘이 어디세요? 하늘이 돌멩이 어디세요? 돌멩이 다 여기 있네. 헤헤. 와, 메가 돌멩이. 오케이. 두 손. 어? 들을 수 있어? 와, 슈퍼 메가 돌멩이. 예. 이렇게 던져봐. 이렇게 던져. 호풍? 메가 돌멩이? 예, 던져봐. 와, 슈퍼 메가 하이퍼 스플래시. 잠잘했어요. A funny life thought that Seneca's taught me about life. No two rocks are the same. He loves splashing the rocks. I think one day he'll become a Freemason. Yeah, so actually, it's better to hoard US dollars, liquid cash, and Bitcoin than buy anything. 그치, 말통. 또 또 볼래? 오케이, 또 또 보러 가자. 오케이, 가자. 오케이. The reason is, it's kind of like what Nassim Taleb says about, an anti-library is a book, like unread books in your shelf are actually more useful than the books you've read because